B99.3, the 80s Hit Music Channel. Good day. I am Vinny. We are asking the pros, and the pro today, Roger with Post-Tech Screw Piles out of Cornwall. Roger, good day.
Good day, Vinny.
Your services are available literally year-round if the need arises, or when the need arises.
That is correct. We can install during the wintertime, and of course, any time. If it's raining, if we have a deadline to meet, we can be there and install helical piles at any time. We can install in snow, sleet, rain for helical piles. The weather does not affect us at all. It may not be nice working in, you know, nasty weather, but we can do it. If you have a lot of rain in the spring or fall, as we tend to have now, the soil conditions are very wet. While you're waiting for inspections, your holes may collapse. Then you have to dig it out by hand to have the proper depth. If you've already installed your sonotube and it's rained, the rain can actually make the soil so moist that it collapses your sonotube, in which case you're back to square one, having to excavate, dig it all out again, and start over. So there's a lot of hazards when things are weather dependent like that for sonotubes.
Now, as you were talking about sonotubes, so if an individual, say, has a deck that was constructed and they did use sonotubes, there may come a time down the road that those tubes may shift some. And so there may be a need for an adjustment for those, for those types of constructs, an existing deck. You guys can handle that, correct?
That is correct. We can either go beside it and install a helical pile beside the original post, or we can remove the sonotube. Of course, there's excavation involved to actually remove the old concrete and put a new helical pile in its place. We can reach in 8 feet into an existing deck and actually put in helical piles in the middle of an existing deck. If concrete piers have shifted or broken and need to be replaced. Of course, you have to cut out some of the boards, but it is a possibility.
Now, one thing I was a little bit surprised at is the usage. You know, what we've been discussing, of course, and there's no pun intended, the groundwork, if you will, for foundations of various buildings. But I was surprised to hear that there are actually other uses for those piles. I mean, I understand that you have a kind of a large project that's going to be coming up, and you've, you know, used piles before. For individuals, companies, if you will, that grow plants.
That is true. My next large project is going to be for a farmer, and we'll be installing approximately 1,800 helical piles for the farmer. He'll be, you know, using that in greenhouses or whatever a farmer wants to grow. We've, of course, done solar arrays also, so people who want to install solar panels. We've done many large projects for solar farms.
That just surprises me, like the usage. It's not something that you might typically think of, because again, we've been talking a lot about, you know, structural uses, but there's a lot of kind of external uses as well.
That is correct. It is very versatile.
Now, if there are individuals who want to learn more about your services and about the equipment and everything to that effect, what can they do? Where can they go?
Well, the best thing is to obviously call me at 613-577-7678 or send me an email at cornwall@posttechpiles.com.